from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is a week that's going to fly by, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Tuesday already. This is the day when the people in the business department roll in and they didn't get their stuff done before the break because they were too busy having fun, and now it's on you to get done. That's what Tuesday after Labor Day is going to be like for a lot of us.
Tuesday.
Kiddos are back to full-time doing things. We got middle school football starting this week. I'll be out there scouting for the Chiefs. I'll tell you what, I'll get my eyeballs on that. We got high school football starting up. We got all kinds of things going on right now.
How did you turn into JB?
I did. I got kids. I got to go watch my kids cheerlead and, you know, then maybe focus on the football or whatever. You got Old Settlers Day coming up in Olathe this weekend. Big parade like this. Now it gets going, man. It's a busy time of year, and it's busy in the sports world. It's busy in life. So I think everybody's kind of got their big boy pants on as we all get set to get back to reality. Summer is officially over, and now we start the fall. And the Chiefs get going on Thursday night, and it's going to be exciting. Because I think it's going to be one of these seasons, Dusty, and I've been telling you this for a long time now. This is a revenge type of season. This is a season where they're going to go out there and embarrass their opponent. I think both offensively and defensively they want to embarrass their opponents right now. I've heard from some folks over the weekend, Spags is as fired up as they've ever seen him fired up before to keep this a top five defense and get those guys playing at a high level. Offensively, we know what this team wants to do from an offensive standpoint. Like, I can't wait for Thursday. It's time. Like, I feel like we've been leading up to this game for quite some time now, and it's really time to get this thing moving and get this thing, you know, pushing forward and go on and you know, start the run for a three-peat here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I told myself I'm going to give, you know, it's like Christmas, right? Like, I love the NFL. I haven't bought the Red Zone app yet, which normally gets bought on Sunday at 11:30, set up on the TV, ready to go. It's $15 a month. I love it. Delete it at the end of January. The other thing that I'm telling myself is, like, where do we make the switch? Because, and we'll play some audio here in a second, but, like, everybody's, you know, kind of wrapped up in the Royals.
Right.
And it's been a while, and it's been some time since it's been like, hey, by the way, we're still talking about the Kansas City Royals, but it's like, here comes the three-peat start of the season. Here comes the Thursday night football. It's like, has it sank in that it's here, or are you already like, yeah, I've known it's going to be here Thursday night, I can't wait? Are you kind of like saving yourself? Are you like prepping yourself? Because, like, I told myself Wednesday after the show is probably when I'll get to that point where it's like, okay, it's all football talk Thursday, obviously. Like, it is the game one of the year. It's the start of the three-peat of the season. But I'm like, okay, Tuesday, yes, have Danen. Wednesday, the day before, let's kind of hold, you know, maintain low tones. And then it's like, Thursday, I'll get there. Thursday, I'll be like right now, I'm probably like 60%. Tomorrow, after the show, I'll be 100%. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you hear stuff like this, you get to like 1,000%.
In a league where your greatest accomplishments define you, we've joined in a league.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
We blazed our own trail and staked our claim at the top.
Kansas City, you've got a champion!
But we know there's another level to reach. A chance to be one of one. And the truth is, never been done has never seen a team like this. Back-to-back world championships established our reputation. But now, it's about legacy. The task in front of us may seem insurmountable, but that's how we want it. It's another summit waiting for someone to plant their flag and claim it.
One-on-one pillow with teens. One-on-one never again. One-on-one get the kick in the butter. I kinda like hustle the money all in. Rhyme in the town, the drop top coupe in the motor, the truck you can hear. Ain't all about how they
so no matter what stands in our way, just know everything's impossible until it isn't. And we have history to make.
Ready?
Woo. I can feel it down in my plums. I mean, stiff as a board. And I told you I was going to wait until Thursday. But damn it, when you hear stuff like that and you feel that hair on the back of your neck, you think to yourself, I'm so glad the season starts now because, yeah, you've had a little bit of, you know, depression watching the Royals, but here comes Big Brother and to say, gonna be all right.
Well, it's gonna
got
be
a big
fine.
Game yeah. on Thursday.
It's gonna be fine.
And not only that, you get AFC Championship rematch in your house, mm-hmm. banner releasing. Everybody's gonna be there at noon. Like somebody's like, oh, they're not gonna open the gates until like 3 o'clock. I'm like, bull crap. I was like, they'll have so much cluster of traffic. They'll be
they're
like,
gonna
just
have to open the gates.
Let them
yeah,
in.
They're gonna have to open the gates
and
for safety reasons on the highway. Yeah,
you know
just get everybody in
let
there
them
as early.
Get you in. That's the way to do it. Let them know you're there. We already know, Bob. We're gonna turn the news on Thursday morning for the first time and probably the first time we've done a show.
Probably
and
not,
you know,
but that's
you know,
okay.
And you know why we have to do it? Because we're gonna see a live report. I'm out here with Craig from Raytown, and that's
right.
why
yeah,
we're doing
yeah.
it.
That's the
come
best.
On, Randy. How long you been out here, Craig? Since 3 a.m., I'm ready for my Chiefs day. You know they don't play for another 15 hours.
Right.
Don't care.
Don't care.
That's what I love about this town. That's what I love about, like, football season. And, I mean, it always seems like you have, like, these boxes you check off for the start of football season. Your fantasy football draft. Okay, that means preseason's over because hopefully you do it after preseason. But normally, you know, preseason's over. That's one where you're like, okay, we have the off week. Then it's like, okay, Labor Day weekend. Have fun. Draft is Labor Day Monday or the Tuesday after that Monday. Sweet. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait, there's a game Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Okay, yep. For the next 5 days, we got NFL football games, right? And that kind of gets you there, and this is when I knew that it was the start of the season because the press conference started to happen, right? Like, you started to hear people talk, and you started to hear, like, oh, what are they going to do? And Roquan Smith had this on his interest on how to stop the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just eliminating the run, making the guys one-dimensional just like any other game. And
yeah.
once you make a team one-dimensional and knowing exactly what they'll do in given situation, it gives us a chance as a defense to really pin our ears back and do exactly what we would like to do.
Stop the run.
Why are people feigning anger over that, though? That's such a milquetoast answer that every football team gives for every single game. The number one thing you got to do is stop the run and run the football. Why are people upset over that comment? Like, why are people feigning anger for Twitter purposes over that comment? I heard a comment like, yeah, you stop the run, you make them throw the football. Fine. You know what they're going to do. At least you can then drop back 8 after you've already stopped the run or drop back 9. Like, I just can't get myself angry and over that comment. I just feel like it's a normal football
so
comment.
So does that mean the Ravens are just going to stack the box and yeah, put 8
please.
In there and just like let it go
do
outside?
Do you
outside?
Really think what these guys say in front of a camera matters?
Yes.
Okay. The day I listen to a football player or a baseball player or a manager or a coach and walk away and go, wow, I gleam something for that, will probably be the first. That is one of the most just normal comments that all these guys make. It's a cliche that people throw out there. Every single football team goes into every single game saying, we got to stop the run. We've got to make offenses one-dimensional. Or if you want to stop the pass, then fine, let the run beat you. Whatever the case may be, you've got to figure out a way to make the opposition one-dimensional. I have no issue whatsoever with that comment. But by God, people on social media and other media people are like, oh my God, can you believe that? I'm like, yeah, I can. It's 3 days before a game and they want to stop the run. It's literally what every football team says.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, interesting to say, like, upset about it. I mean, I think it's one thing where nobody really knows who's got what in week 1. I mean, you know, obviously you have rosters and you know, like, hopefully tendencies of what you think they're going to do. Like, right, they added Derrick Henry. Gus Edwards is gone. J.K. Dobbins is gone. They're all in the Chargers organization. This team lost to the Chiefs in the NFC Championship game in their home. Will the Ravens be a little bit spicy? Probably. But so will the Chiefs.
Yeah,
because
so will the Chiefs.
What they have to run, like what they're going for. And I think one thing that's great about the Chiefs is that, like, when you try to do something against them, they tend to, unless they do it to themselves, they tend to, like, show you up. And there was obviously the stat where Mahomes is, when you try to get them into a pass situation from 18 to 2022, Mahomes is by far and away the leader in any other quarterback when you try to make them one-dimensional. Like, when you try to say, you know what, we're going to force him to throw into our shell defense, or we're going to force him to, like, get outside the pocket. Well, sorry, guys, but when Mahomes sees one thing, it changes. It's like all he needs is that first, you know, quarter, that first half, and then the second half, it's flipped. We've seen it throughout his entire career. Not only that,
no, like last year, though, if you said you're going to force the Chiefs to throw the football, that was the right thing to do. They didn't have any reliable wide receivers last year, right? True. Like last year, forcing them to throw the football wasn't necessarily a bad thing. There was a chance for interceptions. There was a chance for drop balls. There was a chance for not running the right route, lining up on sides, all that kind of stuff that we saw over the course of the season last year. But like, I'm not going to, you know, lose sleep or get upset over Roquan Smith and what he has to say, because we all know the first play of the game is up over the top to Xavier Worthy and touchdown. Like, that's just the way that this team is going to come out firing on Thursday night. They're here to put on a display. Like, everything in that video, that hype video, we've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks and months here on the show, that, like, this is the important thing for the Chiefs. This legacy thing is driving them. And when you start talking about legacy and the way that you're going to be remembered, it changes the way that you approach the season. This is not another season for Kansas City. This is a more important season than almost any other that Patrick Mahomes has had here in Kansas City, because what's on the line? Because they have an opportunity to do something that nobody else has ever done in the history of the NFL. They're going to take care of business. They're going to go up there over the top. Roquan Smith, John Harbaugh, any of these guys, Lamar Jackson, none of what they say matters. None of what the Chiefs says matters. What matters is Thursday at 7:20 when that first play goes up and it's Xavier Worthy down the sidelines for a 75-yard touchdown and we all lose our collective minds.
I mean, it is. That would be amazing.
I would lose my mind.
That would be one of those things where I know Bob would send the text, say game's over,
it's
guys.
Over.
See you in the morning.
It's over already. I'll send the game over text right now at 6:30 if you want me to. I mean, Baltimore stands no chance in this game.
Pump the damn brakes. Stop
they this. Stand no chance in this game whatsoever. You've watched this team. Like, why are you still saying stop, calm down? Have you not watched this team over the last 7 years? Like, if you're not fired up and you're not ready to go and you don't believe that they're going to dominate Baltimore, what in the hell have you been watching and consuming over the past 7 years with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback of his team? This guy is petty. This guy is about revenge. This guy is about legacy. This guy is about becoming the greatest of all time. And it all begins Thursday night. And if you expect to see anything less than the most impressive performance you've ever seen out of Patrick Mahomes, I can't help you. I don't know what you've been watching. And I know for a fact this defense is like, as good as this offense is going to be, we're going out there and we're going to dominate this year. We may see the best season of Chiefs football that we've ever seen in the history of this franchise. That's how motivated this organization is.
I think that's what kind of why that comment matters. Sorry, Dusty. Yeah, I think that's kind of what I take in the Roquan Smith comment. I mean, I think Mahomes hears that and go, oh, you want to make me pass? Cool. You want to make me one-dimensional? You think that's going to matter if you're going to know that I'm going to throw it? Great. Like, that's what I glean from it.
What I glean from it is he's in cliche mode, and this is what we say for every game. Well, we got to stop the run. I mean, literally every team says it. So I feel like he's in cliche mode. I think we're ready for the regular season. That comment there tells me it's time for real football. Let's get this thing on. I'm glad we play Thursday night. We don't have to wait till Sunday for this one.
I think there's two things that go into the game against Baltimore that would give me the advantage to the Chiefs. One is you went and played this team last year on the road in the AFC Championship game where not everybody, but a lot of people said, can they win a game on the road outside of Buffalo? Okay, well, I don't know why that happened to be where. Okay, well, Baltimore, number one team in the world, AFC, you know, favorite. They got to go to Baltimore, and the Chiefs walked into that stadium and they walked out going to the Super Bowl. And they did it in a way that's just classic Chiefs. They took Baltimore out of their game.
That's right.
Right?
Well, their offensive coordinator kind of took Baltimore out of their game, right? They totally forgot about the running back.
Zay Flowers fumbles after trying to flex over L'Jarius Sneed. Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown to Travis Kelce, where the new up-and-coming safety who's supposed to be the guy that can stop everybody, including Travis Kelce, and Mahomes puts one in a dart in his little corner of his arm, and it's a touchdown in the end zone. And then not only that, but you remember last year, right? Banner night. Detroit comes in town.
Oh, yeah, there's revenge from that, too.
Detroit spoiled it. Chris Jones watched from a suite. Detroit spoiled what was such a fun, energetic start to a season, and the Chiefs are like, we don't want to go through that again. That's what they've done their entire franchise of existence under the Veach, Reed, and Mahomes era, that it's like, if something happened bad, we don't like it. We're tired of it. And not only that, but this is, to me, one of the most polarizing seasons that you will see Patrick Mahomes have, because this is the season. This is now something that you can do that no one else has done. This is the season where last year you had the hype of the Hollywood scene where it was like Taylor Swift's now a fan, Travis Kelce's doing this, the podcast is great. This is a year where everything is going to be about 15. Mm-hmm. He's now been in the league for long enough to know that he's the guy. He's now been in the league where it's like, you know what? I'm now getting to myself in uncharted territory. I'm not even 30. And now I get to start this season off against one of the best teams in the league, the Baltimore Ravens. They're coming to my house that I put three titles in, three banners in, and we're about to see another one unveil. And not only that, when you see all of that happen and you see these teams come into Kansas City and they do the national anthem and the nice planes fly over the stadium and everybody says, home of the Chiefs, everyone knows that you've got to go through Arrowhead and Patrick Mahomes in order to win a Super Bowl championship. And that, my friends, has been the toughest damn thing for anybody to do. Only two guys have done it. One got it because he didn't get to touch the ball in overtime. That rule has now changed, so it's a relevant topic. The other one, Mahomes, honestly, had his worst second half. And if you think I'm the only one saying it, Marcus Spears has the other thing that kind of gives him that Jordan, sort of that Jordan feel.
But here's the bottom line, man. All right? Because we would be having a conversation about Kevin Durant being the greatest player that we've seen in this generation if it wasn't for LeBron James. No. Hmm. And I think sometimes we get caught up in how this season and things are going. Man, Patrick Mahomes is different, okay? Patrick Mahomes makes every conversation diluted because he's there. Because he's there for the Kansas City Chiefs and what he has the ability to do, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs. And the reason why people are so soured, because it's not because the Ravens were a good team. I thought the Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. It was because the Kansas City Chiefs were not the team that we thought had grown accustomed to. It's because of the struggles that we saw them have as to why we went up on the Baltimore Ravens. Patrick Mahomes in this era is costing a lot of really good players opportunities to win Super Bowls who normally would in this era. Now, that doesn't mean they can't overcome it. But the bottom line is, man, you have to go through 15. And we found out last year, it don't matter if it's in Kansas City or if it's on the road. You got to go through him to win a Super Bowl.
I'm a big fan of Marcus Spears, and I agree with just about everything that he said there, except that 15 is costing everybody an opportunity to win a championship. You have the opportunity to go out there and beat 15, and nobody has proven that they can beat 15. And that's why I think this is the type of year that we see Patrick Mahomes finally become that heel of the NFL. If the Chiefs three-peat and win this thing, Patrick Mahomes will go from like one of the most beloved guys around the league to one of the most hated guys around the league, because it's one of those things like we can bust our ass, and he's still better than us. It's the year where the rest of the NFL, and I'm talking from a fan base standpoint, finally comes around and goes, all right, enough of the Chiefs. We finally become that hated team nationally because they go out there and they three-peat and they kick everybody's ass on their way to doing it. And so for Marcus Spears to say Patrick has cost everybody opportunities to win championships, no, other teams have cost themselves. Baltimore fumbled, Buffalo threw an interception, 13 seconds. Like, you can 24-0 leads that are blown, 10-0 leads that are blown. Like, all these other teams had the opportunity to beat the Chiefs. They didn't beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes hasn't cost anybody anything. The other teams not finishing the job have cost everybody. And I hope Patrick uses that as motivation right there. Oh, you're blaming me now because nobody else can win? Okay, fine. It's the fact that you guys just aren't as good as we are here in Kansas City. And that's what's going to put this team over the top. That's why this team's going to win. And that's why by the time February rolls around, everybody in the NFL is going to go, I can't stand the Kansas City Chiefs. And they will officially become the new New England Patriots.
See, I'm on the opposite side of that. I think I love what Marcus Spears had to say, because I understand exactly what he's saying. He's saying that Patrick Mahomes is Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. How many guys didn't win major championships because they had to face Tiger Woods on Sunday with either a two-stroke lead or down by two strokes? Because when they're athletes that have that sort of genetic build, it's just completely different. And we talked about the quarterback in college a few years back when he was trying to snap the ball in a college stadium and everything was just shaking, including his hands, his eyes, his eyebrows, everything. He was not built for that moment. And should San Francisco have a Super Bowl title? They absolutely should. Why do they not? Because nobody in the game of football outside of maybe Tom Brady is more cool, calm, and just connected to the moment at that very time than Patrick Mahomes. Just like Sundays with Tiger, when he wore red and he was down by two in the final pairing, you knew damn well, Bob, who was winning that major tournament. Mm-hmm. Just like when you watch a game in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs are down by seven and there's 8 minutes left, you have no panic, you have no worry, because you've seen it enough, and it's just like Michael Jordan. There are probably,
it's amazing how many teams and people crumble under that pressure, though. And I think at times, like, Patrick Mahomes doesn't and never has. And that, to me, is one of the most interesting, you know, bizarre things that we've ever seen. Right. That dude has never crumbled under pressure. Every other team, like, how many teams have had leads against the Chiefs in the playoffs?
Seven.
Almost every game these teams have had leads and had advantages, and they don't know how to finish. They don't know how to kick that door in. They don't know how to complete that game.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes knows how to complete those games. And so, like, you got to look yourself in the mirror if you're the every other player in the NFL that's not in Kansas City and go, how do we finish? How do we complete games? How do we not allow Patrick Mahomes to get in our head? Because for years, all the other golfers did let Tiger in. For years, basketball players allowed Michael Jordan to get in inside their head. How, if you're on another team, do you not let Patrick Mahomes get inside your head? And I think people just look at the scoreboard and look at the situation and go, well, here we go again. And they let that set in and they just allow Patrick Mahomes to take over these games. It's bizarre. It's wild. It's unbelievable how many teams just poop their pants when they face Patrick Mahomes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In any sort of situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.